Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Kevill Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So we've made it to K on our A to Z of London food, and we've come to a Korean restaurant in New Malden, and it's called Ji Ki Nae. It's on Burlington Row, and we're on a little street that's got a number of Korean bakeries and grocery stores and restaurants, and this one we are reliably informed is the very best. It's about 7:30 on a Tuesday night, and there's probably 15 or 20 people in here.
You know you're in a good restaurant when every single customer, bar us, is Korean. It's a very helpful menu in that it has pictures. I've been quite intrigued by all the pots going by that are sizzling furiously.
And then on a lot of the tables that we're sitting around, there are these strange metal
manhole
covers. A manhole cover. There are lots of manhole covers in the tables. And underneath, as Alice just showed me, a gas grill. And I think they're for the Korean barbecue. We're thinking of ordering, but we need some help.
Okay. So we try one of these and one barbecue. That's a good mix.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
BBQ first.
BBQ first.
And that led us.
Oh, thank you for your help.
That's the sound of sizzling Korean barbecue coming live from New Malden. So we have a huge piece of steak sizzling on our tabletop barbecue, and all sorts of condiments have been put aside. Will is just putting some shredded spring onion, I think, into his mouth. Pork ribs that look like they've been marinated in a sweet and sour sauce have arrived on a rather sweet iron cow. And I've seen those before in other Asian countries, but never in London. So just coming up to the meaty end of the table. What kind of meat is this?
This one?
Yeah.
Spare ribs.
Spare ribs. Oh, beef spare ribs. And really, all we've got here in the middle of the table is a gas burner covered in what looks like a hubcap. That is then, yeah, you really place onions and your meat on top of it and really cook it very quickly. But it's a great concept for communal eating.
Yeah,
it's very social. It's good fun. A bit like a fondue. So after the meat feast, anyway, we're back using the barbecue in the centre of the table. Instead of grilling meat now, we're heating a low pan, which is absolutely brimming over with seafood.
Yep. I'm hazarding a guess at octopus, red crab, winkles, are they? Dog whelks?
Ooh, what else have we got?
Chilies.
Some squid, I think.
Green, red chilies.
Tofu.
And tofu. Yeah, it's very colourful. It looks almost Spanish, doesn't it? Like, almost kind of paella-like. But I've got a feeling underneath there are noodles and all sorts of wonderful Korean influences, but we shall wait and see. So the soup is now being chopped up with scissors, which is ingenious. We should use scissors more in the kitchen. The crabs are being dismembered and broken up, and Mrs. Chi is just spooning the stock over all the parts, making sure the tofu gets in the bottom, and underneath there's noodles and spring onions and a lovely octopus tentacle. So there, Mrs. Chi is just ladling up the soup. Noodles, bean sprouts, big chunk of tofu going in there. Mrs. Chi is digging the winkles out.
Well, if anyone can deal with winkles, Mrs. Chi can. There's so many things I've never eaten before in my life.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.